people are happy right now with the amount of content they're getting.
That's good. Yeah. It's important. Yeah. And today we're joined live with a good friend of ours, Nate Marshall.
How's it going?
What's good.
Up, y'all? What's up, dude?
I'll be interested to see how you conduct yourself throughout this.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's your plan, is to just analyze me. That's your whole thing. You twist.
No. You came in hot. Right away, you came in hot.
But you know what it was? Because I thought y'all were.
He always, dude. Anytime, first off, anytime Lemaire's being Mr. Cool, I call Nate.
True.
To make fun of Lemaire. And every time Nate's like, "Are you guys fucking with me?"
No, but I.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I legitimately thought y'all were fucking with me. I got here and I called you, and it's like it said on my phone, call forwarded after like two rings. So I thought you just saw it and was like, "Fuck you."
So he dickheaded your call.
Yeah,
no, I actually did not.
High chance he did.
I felt the exact same way. I was like, definitely dickheaded my call. Then I called the mayor, and his phone seemed like it was in do not disturb mode. So I was like,
"Oh,
they
had dickheaded you."
That's what I thought was happening. Ooh. I called like three times.
So he called. My phone was just on the other side of the couch.
Gotcha.
Didn't see he was calling.
It said call forwarded, like after a couple rings.
Yeah, I think that means it's just going to voicemail. I could be wrong. But
I have no, I don't
know. He immediately went to, this was a prank to get me down here. He was like, they're inside watching me laughing I drove to Philadelphia. He thought that was the prank we pulled on. Was just a trick.
He thought you were getting pumped.
He thought he got pumped.
I did. I really did.
His guard is always up, and it's too intense. And then he walks straight in, immediately stands in front of the TV. I'm playing Battlefield. He just walks in and is like, "You suck at this." It was the first thing he said.
I wasn't wrong.
I was smiling when he walked in. He's like, "What are you fucking laughing at? My fucking jeans?" No, what are you talking about? It's like I do with Nate. You just smile at him. He just tells you his insecurity. It's like, what do you think's funny? These fucking jeans I'm wearing? My gay-ass jeans? Is that what you're laughing at? It's like, I'm happy to see it.
What's up with your jeans? What do you got going on?
Nah, they just ripped jeans.
Gotcha.
It's just shade. I just knew what I was wearing.
Every time he wears that, I've seen that hoodie on him before. It makes me laugh because he looks like that bear. He looks like that teddy bear.
This is a handsome bear.
You know? I get it. But his guard was up right away. He's just has been talking shit. He talks shit.
That piques your interest, though.
Yeah, it's
fun. You start detecting. That's blood in the water.
I mean, if I'm not wrong, if somebody comes in hot,
yeah,
it's fair game. Normally, I'm like mean to somebody for no reason. But with Nate, it's always...
You're never not...
I'm always nice to you. This is crazy. Lemaire.
I want to disagree, but I don't have solid proof on the top, like right at the top of my head. So I think you might be right.
I've been taking preventative measures for my health lately.
Yeah,
grounding. It's my new thing.
What's
grounding?
That?
Grounding. You just put your bare feet on the ground. The ground's full. The ground's full of negatively charged electrons.
Dude, well, Heath the Queef must be healthy as fuck.
He probably is. How do you think he survived that incident being trapped under a trailer?
Yeah, I do live in a trailer park. Max.
So apparently, I've been reading about this. Apparently, so there's the ground has like an electrical charge. It's very low, but it has a ton of negative electrons, and your body typically has a ton of an abundance of positive electrons because you're separated from your feet. Don't ever touch the ground, really. Do you know about electricity at all?
No.
So when you put a panel in, you also know the ground wire. You knock a stake into the ground, and the panel goes out of ground wire, and it's literally grounded. It goes into the stake. So if you put a grounding mat in the little grounding hole. You sit on it, your body electricity is grounded to whatever the rate is, and it balances your electrons, whatever the rate is of the earth. And they did studies, and apparently it takes down inflammation, all kinds of shit.
How long have you been doing it?
Just started.
Like today?
No, like a week. So I'm going to get the pad. I only have access. I go to the park. Right now I go to the park. I heard my basement floor is okay. It's not ideal, obviously, but it is cement on dirt. So
you gotta go barefoot in these.
I go barefoot in the park, dude.
North Philly parks.
That's what I do. Well, I mean, you know, I go over to like Sedgley.
Nice.
Put my bare feet on the ground, just chill. It's pretty tight.
That is nice.
Just stand there.
I was walking barefoot in the grass.
I swear to God, your feet tingle.
I was walking barefoot in the grass this week. I vividly remember back home.
I was gonna say you seemed like you had an abundance of negatively charged electrons.
Thank you.
I was gonna say.
I was hoping you would notice.
Well, dude, they say it helps people. They'll have like arthritis and stuff, and you sit there, or you get grounded out, and it just starts to go away. But, you know, because you're constantly storing all of these weird electrical interferences that just come in your body. And if you touch the ground, they just go, vroom, and it balances it out to where you're supposed to be.
You pretty feel a difference?
Fuck. I mean, just my feet tingle when they're on the ground. So, you know, But I'm, you know, I'm really in tune with like nature and stuff.
So yeah, that could also be pre-diabetes. Could be, it's one of those. It could be the electricity.
Diabetes is an autoimmune disease, so I'm probably beating it right now.
Probably destroying it with
free electrons.
Feet on the grass.
Yeah, I'm telling you, look into it.
I'm not going to, but I do believe you.
It's pretty tight.
And I like walking barefoot regardless.
You can't lose. It's a $40 investment, and if you're wrong,
walking barefoot, the placebo effect. Disgusting.
Walking barefoot in grass is very nice.
It's disgusting.
It's offensive to the black community. Lush, high grass. Black people have this crazy thing against walking barefoot.
It's dirty. It's dirty.
If you want to be separated from your natural electrical environment, go ahead.
It's totally fine.
It's not totally fine. I don't like how okay you guys are with it.
With feet in the grass. Feet in your grass. In the front. Oh, my gosh. What's going to happen? You're not getting dirty feet if your feet are in the grass. Lush front yard, like the way my dad maintains, please.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I came out with my ex-wife to meet her dad, and I had my bare feet, and like her and her mom were like mortified. They're like, "Well, you can put some shoes on. He's gonna see you with your bare feet." And it was like, "Who the fuck cares?" And it's like it was like highly offensive.
I remember being with my girl, and she did it. She was just out barefoot walking, and I was like embarrassed in my soul. I was like, "Oh, I'm out here walking with a barefoot woman."
See, oh, yeah. You're saying that. There's nothing hotter to me than a chick in her bare feet outside.
He's got a white lady.
Oh, there you go.
I just tried to throw that out there, and then not go any further.
She's a white bitch.
Yeah, white ladies love. You gotta let
easily. I just sat up.
Relax.
If you have a white lady, you have to let her bare feet touch the ground, and then she'll go inside and write an Instagram post like this long. Just let her do it. She needs it.
Do you have live, laugh, love cursive in your apartment?
Nah, man, my apartment's black as shit. I got it. Just so if my family comes, I'm like, no, she's a good one. Like that's
yeah. So what do you have in your apartment that makes it black as shit?
I can't think of the name of it.
Other people's stuff?
Mayor's pissed.
Mayor's pissed. Shut up, LaMayor. LaMayor was pissed. Did you see him?
LaMayor lived with us for years. He's been there. I don't know. You know the painting of that like black Concord that's in the the museum over there?
Yeah, the Moor.
That
thing fucking rules.
Yeah, I got that all
in the Philly Museum. Have you ever seen that painting?
Never seen it.
No. Oh, I was in there the first time I went to the museum. That painting stuck with me. I was like, damn, how is this not everywhere? Yeah. If I was a black dude, this would be.
It's cool as shit.
I mean, that's like a painting of like Napoleon for us. Yeah. That shit rules.
He just went, I think, through Spain just like
fucking people up. I think he's in like an all white thing with like a sword. Yeah, that shit rules.
That kind of rule.
Yeah.
I got that.
It made him a little blacker than I would have liked, but that's fine.
So you have a mass murderer.
The Moors were a little more North African Arabic, but that's fine. That's
you
fine.
You think they claimed him?
That's fine. That's fine. They did. Yeah. They certainly did in that painting, but that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
That's all y'all do is claim other whites.
Like who? Jesus. Who? Jesus?
For the record, Jesus was blonde hair, blue eyes. That's why they killed him.
Yeah, they're like, freak, get him out of here. And the way they discovered him, there was dancing at the Last Supper. Jesus was out of tune. They're like, what the fuck? He's not one of us. Yeah, all the apostles were black.
Just not Jesus. They were just following.
Following the great white leader.
So what did you also have? You have the Moor?
I have the Moor, and then it just gets nerd black. Like pop figures of from Coming to America and shit like that.
Gotcha.
It's not that. I don't decorate. It's just walls, a dope picture, and that's it.
Damn, so what, you're stifling this chick from putting up like scented wood chips and shit?
Yeah, she put up a picture of her family. I just threw it at the wall. Like, these white old people? No.
That's actually fair. That's actually fair. I'll give you that. You don't want to wake up and see that every day.
Just like thinking about the times they said nigga in the past.
That'd be like if somebody put up like a Dallas Cowboys fathead in my room. I'd be like, oh, this is the team I hate. Get rid of them.
Yeah, Brittany definitely took control of our house and black arted out.
I noticed
big
some
time,
black
dude.
Art in there when I got in there.
It's strictly black art.
I was excited about that. It's pretty made tight. Me happy that you had black art. He has like chicks with afros.
Yeah, it's like power. It's like an airbrush of like a power, like holding up the power fist, afros.
You had.
Brittany decked it out. Yeah.
You have to, so when your family comes over, they're like, oh, they didn't turn. They're still like one of us.
Yeah, I might throw up like an airbrush at David Duke.
Yeah, well, you just have to have the reverse paintings.
But no, I was going to put like George Bush.
Yeah.
Get one of like George Herbert Walker.
Just have one of those like above the couch.
And oh, you can flip
like a presidential take a portrait of him.
David Duke is only famous to white people. Like, I don't know what he looks like. Like, I know the name now.
I don't know what he looks
I just
like.
Know the name.
Oh, all right.
The name's just funny.
Sydney called me the other day, just kind of not like defending David Duke, but he's like, I mean, he's got a right to it. Sydney's when he like opposes Sydney's. Thing, it's so funny. When he goes contrarian on this thing, it's so funny. He was like, look, man, David Duke, you know, I forget what he was saying, but it was so fucking funny.
Yeah, you do have to have the reverse paintings. Yeah. For white people, it's like Kincaid paintings.
What's Kincaid?
They're like those cozy looking, like it's like a picture of like a cabin like smoke coming out of it in the woods.
That's pretty nice.
I think it's the top selling artist of all time.
Really?
It's Thomas Kincaid.
Who's the guy who paints like the whales and shit? That's what I'm into. Remember on like the folders? There was a guy who strictly painted whales.
Folders of like whales, unicorns.
Yeah, that's a guy. There's a guy who does that.
Damn.
He has a store in California where he sells like the real binders. Paintings of what originally you would find on a binder. But you can go buy one of those and just have like a sick shot of like a killer whale with like a couple dolphins.
True. Like moonlight in like a purple sea. Yeah. Fuck, that would be nice. I think both races would agree on that.
I think so.
Yeah.
As if there's only two.
Some killer whales.
That's the way.
Sorry, Noah. I forgot to check the other box.
Yeah.
Did you check other on your census?
I'm not filling out the census.
You better fill out the census,
what?
Dude.
Fuck no, dude.
I know.
What are you?
What are you?
Yeah, I can ask that. It's okay.
Yeah,
I am Irish and Italian and Native American.
Ooh. Take that.
Last one.
What take that, baby.
I was wondering where the tint came from. Like, you hit nothing about you. I thought you were.
That's Italian.
That's Italian?
Could be.
Okay.
He's a Ginzo, dude.
You know, I believe it took me a while to realize.
It's Ginzo Ronimo.
I didn't even realize Italians could look like that until, what's the boy? I forget his name. Anthony in New York.
Wiener? Anthony Wiener?
Nah, a comedian.
DeVito.
Anthony DeVito. I did something with him like in Allentown or something like early. And I just, until like the end of his set, I thought he was Middle Eastern. And then he just was like, I'm Italian. I was just,
God damn it.
Yeah.
Changed my life.
Yeah, a lot of Italians come off like Noah. But, you
Southern
know.
Italy had a...
That's where the Moors attacked.
Isn't that where my man ran through?
Yep.
Southern Italy's always had a long history of trade throughout the Arabic and Mediterranean world. So, yeah, you run into a lot of Noahs floating around. Where us true crusaders would come down and be like, what are you? Be like, I am one of you. I am a Catholic. Please, no. And we'd say, all right, show us where the Muslims are. And then we'd get on a boat.
What are you?
What the hell are you? I came here from England. I'm pissed.
Let me see your sword. All right, you're cool.
Sweet. That's actually a pretty sweet sword.
It must have been a lot of sword talk. It must have been like 80% sword talk back then.
Yeah.
Just not. It was totally not cool weird and nerdy to have a sword in your house.
Yeah.
Someone came in, you're like, get my sword. And you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. They're like 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Or just having an old, dull sword and you just hit somebody with it and like, ah! Fuck, yeah.
Just shatters their
ribs. I mean, if I can't keep a kitchen knife, I'm sure like the sword that was in somebody's family eventually got kind of dull and buttery.
Somebody got lazy with their sword and fuck!
As soon as somebody tries to break in.
You had like a shitty dad, he didn't sharpen his sword and you're like, what the fuck?
Man, having a sword fight, someone breaks in your house in the middle of the night.
And then they just slow kill you with your own dull sword.
Yes. I mean, also, you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, they're raping your wife.
So you're like,
as there's no like, maybe he just wants the money. He was like, no, this guy is going to rape everybody. Yeah. As you're like, the sword's going in, you're like doing one of the things where you're holding it from your chest. And you're like,
You're doing the Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Where
he's
like, starts to get to have you like, no. Shh, 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 shh. Just into your chest, and then you probably can still be alive and listen to whatever heinous act he broke into your house for.
He just eats your one daughter and rapes your wife. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. That's.
There were hard times back then, dude.
Hard times.
It's harsh. This was the harshest of times. That must have sucked, dude.
Do you ever get bugged out thinking about how like similar that people in the world still live? Like not with swords and shit, but that same existence of just any moment somebody come in here and fuck my shit up.
For sure.
I'm talking about like right in like in today?
Yeah, not in America, but you know, other parts of the world. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I get bugged out.
Guess a country.
Huh?
I want to hear you imagine what countries you think suck.
No.
Please.
No.
I can't wait. You'll be like, fucking France. Just want to hear what country. Name a country you think sucks.
Germany.
No, really. Germany's like better than ours.
come on. Not in front of the flag, man.
True. No.
True. Azerbaijan.
Jesus, come on, Azerbaijan. Bro. Great pool. Le Maire. Yeah, great pool.
Thank you, man.
Now, where is it?
It's near Georgia. You don't know where it is. Which is near Russia.
Damn.
Le Maire. Big time. Big time.
I'm not a big geography man.
Le Maire studying the news this week. That's big.
Are they going through something?
Azerbaijan's getting rowdy right now.
Oh, they're trying to do a genocide over there, ain't they? Is that that place?
Trying not to?
I think they always are. I think every one of those. Like Dagestan, all
get
those
a nice,
places.
Get a genocide going every now and again.
That area of Russia and all those states are just.
I learned a lot. That from an Instagram girl twerking. Like she had a twerk video up, but under it had like the information about
of Azerbaijan. Yeah, and I think
I was like, brilliant.
Armenians.
I would have never known if it really wasn't for this combo. Yeah.
Also, you're just looking at her ass. It's not like you're going to go over there and stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nice.
It's just like being a whore and being like, look, I'm doing something good.
Like, nah, she was trying to get tweets going. Like, so you know what? Yeah, for you, she was trying to get people to start white knighting.
She was kind of double dipping there with an ass and a cause. They're equally appealing. Yeah. It's like,
I like the strategy behind it. It got me. It worked.
It's a bunch of guys who would have been like,
I forgot he was an old horny dog.
You're an old horn dog.
Yeah, man. I've been in a relationship too long. It just
he came in here immediately. The first thing he said was, this is where dog girl sat.
True.
I'm very happy about it. It's the best part of being here is knowing I'm sitting where dog girl sat.
You're a dog girl simp.
Not a simp, but a fan. definitely a fan. I definitely like what she's putting out there in the world.
I'm not a big fan, honestly. I mean, I like dog girl's great, but you know,
I don't want to throw dirt on her name.
I like Dog Girl. I like her as a person. I do too.
Dog Girl's.
She was actually very nice.
She's a sweetheart.
But we could do with less porn.
Up to no good.
We could do with less porn.
Up to no good.
You could do with less porn?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean people in general?
Yeah. We could knock it off baked. I was off the porn for like, fuck man. I didn't jerk off in the hotel room at all.
Neither did I. Yeah, we.
Why is that an accomplishment? Y'all was together.
Yeah.
Well, we spent a lot of time apart. He would hang out and party all night, and I would sit there and wonder what time he's coming home. If I could get home.
If you had time to get one off.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't want it that bad.
Oh, and just the. If I would have caught you.
Just getting busted, dude. That would've
if I would have busted you, J&O, in the hotel would have made me so happy. I've cockblocked Le Maire. Le Maire was going to jerk off the first night.
Oh, you're probably
he was definitely going to jerk off.
Yo, y'all, you can't go a day? Is that?
Yeah, I can go a day easily. I didn't even think about it.
I have a record, 45 days.
45 days?
45 days.
Nothing?
I had a tracker, nothing, no pouring, no. But when I broke. It was like,
what'd you break on?
A busy day. What?
What'd you break on?
How busy was that?
I mean, it wasn't that busy. Like, it wasn't really busy. But I don't remember what I broke on. That wasn't my mental. It was just
why
You didn't give the 45-day nut to somebody else.
Oh, I mean, I was fucking. I'm in a relationship. It's not the same.
So you're soft. So you just did no porn for 45 days.
Yeah. But it makes a difference. It makes a difference.
It does. It does.
How so? Were you just less horny?
Nah, I was way more horny. It felt bad how horny you get when you're not jerking off or watching porn. Like you just see it like a fat ass in the street and you're just like,
I know it's bad.
My bad.
Sorry, you're excited about fat asses.
Yeah, I'm riled up.
We were walking around the mall and it's just like at the mall.
Yeah.
Black people mall. Sorry. Pardon me.
What was the black people mall?
No, black people mall is just some sketch. Fucking $1 million extreme. But it goes back to that like Patrice joke of like seeing a woman and just being like, she has no idea that you're just literally. I would just look at women and be like, ugh. Even if if they talk to me, I would be like, hey, how are you? Uh-huh. But in my head, I was like,
yeah. It's like I don't get if I stay off the porn, I won't get that, and then like I'll just be watching. I know I'm really horny. I'll be watching. I think we were watching. I was watching Solo, the Han Solo movie the other day.
Shit,
first of all,
stunk.
Dude, why is everyone saying it stunk? That was good. I'm not all the way done. It, you know, I mean, obviously, I probably know what happens at the end. It was decent. Apparently, I think it was Donald Glover's character. They came out after the fact and like, you know, he's pansexual, right? To try to get
what,
some
Lando.
Like, yeah, to try to get some like hype around the character. And I think the other actor was just like, "They're will you guys just accept the fact?"
They're trying to make Lando.
He's pan. He's pan.
What's that? Bi?
It's like super bi. It's like you're pansexual. Just means you're not like you don't fuck guys because you're gay. You just fuck guys because you like to fuck everyone.
The
look up pansexual. Yeah.
It is.
I think like, it's they want
to
fuck.
You'd be down
everything.
To fuck anything, really. So he'd fuck like the aliens and shit.
Yeah, that's the whole point. He fucks like the robot.
If I was in Star Wars, there's some aliens that could get it.
Well, that was Donald that, for sure. I mean, his robot was some kind droids. Of hot. Huh?
Some droids.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. Apparently, yeah. He was kind of like fingering his robot.
Is that like a female C-3PO?
Ooh,
like C-3PO with tits?
Is there? Oh, there
or
is.
Am I thinking of Spaceballs?
But yeah, that was, one of the other actors that came out against it and was like, "What the fuck? What are you guys doing?"
Well, I'd be pissed if like they made a movie like 20 years later and Lando's what's that? Carl Weathers?
Yeah. Well, there was
is
oh,
that Creed? No, it's the same.
Billy
no,
D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams. Yeah, Cole 40. Yeah. Cole 45. Billy D. He did two characters, Lando, and then a Cole 45 commercial. Yeah, of course, dude. Billy D. Williams is gonna be pissed.
Yeah,
that's like touching. That's suicide by black dude.
True.
You're like, oh yeah, that character was gay the whole time. He's like, motherfucker.
But wait, Billy D. Williams is from that time. He's from like the 70s, and he's like one of those free love guys. I can see him being like pansexual.
Dude, LeMaire, you? Watch your mouth, dude, on about Billy D.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Yeah. Come on, LeMaire. You know that that's not the case. The 70s black just out there? No.
Yeah, man. Especially not hawking Colt 45, dude.
Yeah.
You guys know Richard Pryor was gay, right?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Very gay.
So that's the 70s?
So he just was there like, was one black, you know, one gay black guy from the 70s.
Paul Mooney, two,
the same crew.
Yeah,
those two probably fucked.
Dude, did I talk about that where I watched the roast of Paul Mooney, or was it the roast of Richard Pryor where he like outs Paul Mooney?
Yeah,
it's fucking incredible. So it's on the panel. Paul Mooney's sitting next to him, and he's like, "I want you to know, Paul's a faggot." Like everyone's like, and he's like, "We all know you're a faggot. You've been a faggot, and Paul knows I'm a faggot." He's like, "And I want to say it before he says it." Very funny.
Damn.
Yeah.
How'd the Moon Man take it?
Everybody was laughing, but I think Mooney was a little like, "Man, why don't you out me?"
Yeah, that'd be tough on national television.
It wasn't. It couldn't have been.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been national television. Not for the language, but they were black.
You're right.
No, but national. No, they wouldn't have put that on. I think it was like private.
Really?
I don't think it was aired. It's on YouTube, though.
Some old
the
YouTube.
Footage is on YouTube. I think it was supposed to be private. Now it's, you know.
Is that a private roast?
Now he's out there. Yeah.
Yeah, people do that still.
Yeah.
Like in little scenes, you see them and you're just like, who gives a fuck? But
yeah.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Tight.